The Canadian Opera Company 2023-24 season begins in just a couple of weeks with Beethoven's Fidelio and then very shortly thereafter Puccini's La Bohème. The opening happening the weekend of October 6th. As always, it will be at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts, coc.ca for tickets, and it runs through the 28th. The famous story takes place in a cold but charming apartment in the Latin Quarter within Paris. We follow the poet Rodolfo and his seamstress neighbor Mimi, both struggling artists searching for love and for life. This COC production of Bohème features a set designed out of perpetually shifting painted canvases, all under the direction of Tony Award winner John Caird and the real-life married couple of tenor Penny Patti and soprano Amina Edris star as the young lovers. Canadian conductor Jordan D'Souza will take the podium for La Bohème. He's been spending a fair amount of time overseas, completing a four-year term at the Comic Opera Berlin and working on major productions, including Bohème. He's also been involved with major collaborations with the Philharmonia Orchestra at Garsington Opera, Seattle Opera, the Montreal and Quebec Symphony Orchestras, the VSO, and the National Arts Center Orchestra in Ottawa. He has conducted in Munich, Houston, Chicago, Zurich, the Netherlands, and the Proms in the UK, and of course, in Berlin. It is so good to have conductor and music director Antrontonian Jordan D'Souza with us on the line from Berlin. Welcome.
Pleasure to be here with you, Mark. Thanks.
You must be excited to be coming back to Toronto in front of the COC, in front of a Canadian audience. It's sort of a nice opportunity at this point, I would think.
You know, it's funny. It's so rare we actually think about anything other than the music. But when you say all of those credits one after the other, it puts things in perspective. And I have to say, coming home to Toronto is maybe the most special of all of them.
Raised in Toronto, but really spending a lot of your career, especially as you were becoming a student and more of a professional, you're spending a lot of time in Montreal and Quebec. And what was the interplay between those two cities and those two provinces?
Exactly. So I grew up in Toronto until I was 18. I was in Toronto. I went to St. Mike's Choir School there. And then I went to McGill in Montreal. So I, you know, was maybe 10 years in Montreal, very formative years there as well. But I always loved both of them, especially when the Leafs and the Habs were playing.
Yeah, right. You sort of could play on both sides there.
I'm a Leafs fan.
Leafs. There you go. Leaf Nation, right here in the house. How important is it being in a place like Berlin or European cities to do what you do, to work in the world of opera, to work in the world of classical music? You do find that it is just interwoven into the culture.
Absolutely. You know, it's a culture in North America is also of a very high quality. But, you know, the fact that it's supported at the state level, it makes such a difference in that, like you're saying, it's really not adopted culture there. And also the way young people are exposed, it's still very much a part of the schools. The amount of children we entertained at the Komische Oper in Berlin, you know, every month was amazing. So it's an important part of everybody's work and mission.
If you're just joining us, Torontonian conductor Jordan D'Souza on the line with us from Berlin, and he will conduct Puccini's La Bohème this October with the Canadian Opera Company. Subscriptions and tickets at the website, of course, coc.ca. So you are very familiar with this piece. You've conducted Bohème in Berlin. What do you love about this piece?
Yeah, Bohème is one of those really special operas that doesn't feel so much like an opera, that's really intimate out the piece. That, of course, there's also the big soaring love music, but actually at its core, it's kind of a conversation piece with these great moments of lyricism. So I do love that element of it, the amount of details. And like you said, I have conducted it several times before, but eternally discovering new things in this brilliant score. The music is not just beautiful and dramatic, but, you know, he finds the right atmosphere for every moment. And it's short. It's less than 2 hours of music. It's shocking what a journey he takes us on in such a short period of time. But you know, to me, Bohème has got this kind of, he kind of makes the everyday very poetic. Bohème is this, you kind of come out and you see the world a little differently. You kind of, you know, I love that. And the fact that it's young people. Bohème is a reminder that all the creative energy in the world comes from youth, and that opera and classical music is never going to be in any risk of dying. You know, it's us that are dying, and this is the fountain of youth.
I mean, there is a reason why he is so performed all over the world. I mean, I was just speaking with our own Kathleen Kajioka here at the radio station, a violist, member of various ensembles, and she just, you bring up Puccini and she says, yeah, well, the hype is real.
You know, it's a funny one, because often it's critics or it's some musicologists, writers about music, who tell us, oh, this is cheap, this is like junk food, something like that. But really, you know, in a simple way, I'm kind of reminded that with Puccini, we feel with him. It's not like we feel for in some other operas or some other styles of theater. With this, you really, this idea of compassion and its, you know, kind of original meaning. And you really find that with these characters throughout the whole thing. It's like you're on this journey with them.
I love what you do. I mean, we've had Johannes de Bus here on the program over the years, and it really is the big show. You've got so much to think about as a conductor on that stage. You're looking at musicians, you are looking at vocalists, you're looking, you've got that audience there. So there's just a lot for you to keep track of. What does this story need from its musicians and from its vocalists and from you to make it come alive?
Yeah, that's a good question. We need each other. That's one thing I love about it, is that nobody could put on La Bohème themselves, and every single member of that orchestra. And it's a big old orchestra with full of colors. And if you're missing one person, you feel it. So maybe all the work we try to do is in rehearsal in a way. And it's not to try to find the perfect version of a piece or a performance. It's to be able to test the limits. It's to be able to see, where does this person thrive? So you're kind of tailor fitting each of these roles to the singer. So it's not about an ideal with which I come in of saying, no, it has to be this speed. It's saying, okay, we try that. Oh, that really worked. I didn't think that might have. And you take it in all kinds of different ways, so that when you get to performance, you really can let go and let it happen and take the risk of being spontaneous and allowing them to be spontaneous.
I love that. And I love being bespoke for your talent on stage. And pretty short, right? Just over 2 hours. We sometimes think of operas more of an investment than that, but this is...
Exactly. With intermission, I'd say it's probably 2:15, 2 hours 15, maybe 2:20 max, yeah.
Pretty reasonable. I mean, I just went and saw Oppenheimer. It was a lot longer than that, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty special, right, to be coming back to the COC, too, that that you have that long history with this organization.
You know, it's a dream come true. In a way, it's, you know, how often does, I don't know what the analogy would be, how often does the ball boy get to come back and coach the Raptors?
Sure.
It's something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's a very special moment, and I'm glad that, you know, my mom will be able to be there, and my family and things like that. And I'll get to see so many, be able to reconnect with so many people at the place really where not only I began as a musician, but my passion for music really, you know, I discovered.
It's a great story, and I love these side stories within the creativity of a piece like Bohème. Jordan de Souza, just great to speak with you, and thank you for staying up a little later in Berlin to be with us here this afternoon.
Likewise, my pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you all very soon.
Jordan de Souza will conduct Puccini's La Bohème October 6th through October 28th at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Toronto with the Canadian Opera Company. A return for him, and tickets and info at the website, coc.ca.